Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We're talking Puta Vida vibes when it comes to a Costa Rica girls trip turned couples trip. A certain couple comes down with the fever, ring fever that is, and water only get murkier when it comes to Rich Dollaz and his family trials and tribulations. We're talking episode 12 of season 9 of Love & Hip Hop New York, so let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
Hey.
What's going on, AfterBuzzers? Glad you can join us. We are in the house, a little short.
I know.
Tonight, it's half the panel here, but we're going to hold it down, per usual. Shout out to Thelmy and Miss Conversation Piece.
Absolutely. We miss our girls.
Always, always. I am your host for tonight, Robin with a V. Glad to be here. And to my left, maybe your right on the screen.
Yes, what's up? I was gone last week, too, y'all, but I'm back. We can never be back at the same time. But what's up, everyone? I'm Kayla Renee.
So we're going to hold it down tonight. Yes. Overall feelings of Pura Vida.
This Costa Rica trip is taking a turn for the worse. I thought it was going to be a nice little vacation trip, but it's like...
You knew it was not going to be a nice vacation. Stop it. I try to give
the benefit of the doubt. So I'm like, no, this is taking just a turn for the worse at this point. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
It's weird because this is... This another episode of Costa Rica. It's almost weird because I feel like every episode we've moved on. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're still going to cover some things that we covered last week regarding like the Kimbella and Yandy situation, because now we're waiting to see like how that's going to go down. And the trailer shots are very misleading, I will say.
Aren't they?
I will say I'm a little disappointed because they gave us feelings like Yandy was about to get in somebody's face, and that didn't happen at all.
I definitely thought some hands was going to be thrown.
Yeah, that just didn't happen. And I just, you know, I mean, I get it. It's the life of television. That's what happens. But overall, I think it's a replay of the same emotions we saw last week with just a sprinkle of some new stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's get into it. Let's start with Costa Rica, because that's where we left off. We left off with Costa Rica
back in
last
Costa Rica.
Week. Would it be that pure life? I'm not sure if the title of this episode really coincides with what's going on. It should have been like Vida Loca or something.
Yeah, definitely Vida Loca.
Right. I'm like, pure life. I mean, I don't know of anything pure about this. The only thing that seemed pure in this entire episode was what Rich Dollaz is going through.
Either that or maybe Juju trying to have like this pure vibe, but it's like, but the same crew of people that she's trying to have this pura vida with is no.
She tried it. She tried it because, again, we saw that it went from a girl's trip to a couple's trip, you know, and it seems like it's fine. It's not impeding on anyone's happiness or whatsoever. The only thing impeding is the Kimbella and Yandy situation.
To be honest, I think the beef with Safari and Juju is, too, a little bit. Because even, like, the breakfast that started off with that was like, ooh.
Let's talk about it.
That was a little awkward.
That was
like,
first thing in the morning. One, hello. It's a little early for all that yelling.
I cannot stand when people come in real loud early in the morning. I don't know. I'm a mellow morning person. It's like, I can be up, but don't be, like, rah-rah extra. I just like a chill vibe in the morning.
If I haven't had enough mimosas kick in... You know, like, I gotta eat a few little berries. I'm trying to eat my cantaloupe or whatever. Like, chill with all of that.
He came through with the extra good morning vibes.
And Juju is so good at just trying to give good vibes and good energy all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, even with the slyest little remark of like, yeah, we're not really friends. Because they spoke to each other. And then she's like, yeah, we're not really friends. And then...
he's a horrible something of a friend. Like, he's not a good friend.
And she was speaking from the heart.
Yeah.
Like, she was speaking from...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's how she felt.
She's so hurt by that safari thing. You can tell she was hurt. Like,
he's not a good friend. He doesn't check up on me. Well, like, let's talk about the past, I guess. Because what was it like last season? It did seem like there was something brewing a little bit.
He was real flirty with the whole play that she had going on.
But it also seemed like she was low-key friend-zoning him, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But at the same time, she was there for him. Mm-hmm. So sometimes in life, you put people on pedestals, and then you find out that you are not on that same pedestal. You're not on that same level. You're not on that list. You're not on their list.
To be honest, I kind of felt like she was being a little petty, or at the same time, like, that attention that he was giving her at first, like, oh, being all over her, chasing her and stuff, and now he's not doing it no more, you know what I mean? I just kind of feel like, is that bothering you, Juju? Or is it like, because, you know, it was like, okay, y'all were talking before, but it's like, now that he's doing his own thing, he probably single dating, you know, well, clearly he's dating, but it's like, you know, doing his own thing, she's just like, Safari don't call me no more.
It's I'm really glad you brought that point up, because it's really puzzling to try and piece everything together with the timelines of when production is happening versus when he and Erica Mena started dating. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, he could be dating Erica right at that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and we can always get a sense as women, intuition, after buzzers, you know, click in if you feel us.
Yes.
We know when somebody is not on the same level. Like, if they're not giving that same energy anymore. And I'm telling you, this is what happens. Women just want it when they want it, right? Because when he was trying to give it to her, she was like, oh, settle friend.
Settle friend, chihuahua.
Cute.
Yeah.
And now he may or may not be interested anymore, now it's like, I'm telling you, this is what
she's
I want.
Like, oh, what happened?
That's what we tend to do. We chase who we don't want, who doesn't want us. And the ones that want us, we be like, now, settle.
You too loud, Robin. Sarah. Wait, look, don't be telling the secrets, Robin.
Somebody needs to hear it, all right? You better take who comes for you. Take them. God can be sending him to your wants.
That's true. Well, speaking of things to hear, let's talk to our little after buzzers real quick. You guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk and for helping us continue to grow. But we need your help.
Yes.
If you're on YouTube right now, please hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes and Spotify, give us that 5-star rating.
Bang that.
But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you guys can get involved in our conversation. Of course, we'll always shout you guys out. And being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us. So we truly appreciate you guys supporting us. Sorry. And doing what we love. And don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our show.
Yes. Yes, tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your grandma.
Tell everybody.
Everyone. So, you know, that part was weird. And then I feel like they were a little dramatic jumping on Safari when he was like, try to ask me if I care, or whatever he said, the way he said it. And they're like,
I think it was like Mano. Yeah, Mano was like,
that's rude, rude. And then and I feel like that's kind of like when you fall and you hurt yourself, right? When you were a baby or a kid, and then your parents were like, are you okay? And then you're like, you know, I feel like that may have got her in her feelings more because of how everyone else reacted.
Yeah.
Also, there was a part in the trailer where she was crying at the table. What? I didn't see that. Did you see her cry at the table?
We didn't get that VH1.
They showed that in the trailer. Did you see that in the trailer?
I did, but I'm like, we didn't get that VH1.
So what's going on? Now y'all just throwing in edits that's not even in there anymore? Come on with the juice. Give the people what they want.
They don't want us to expect anything no more. Like, no, we're not going to be predictable
anymore.
No,
it's all about the trickery.
They just
want to trick us. We don't know if she was crying over... We don't know if she was crying
over with
Safari or something else, or because people showed up late, or what the case.
They showed up late.
Like,
nobody came to eat.
Right. So,
no, but Mano definitely jumped in there like, well, you sound like you don't even care. Like, I'd have been like, okay. First of all, some stuff I'd just be like, if I'm at breakfast with, like, all my friends and stuff, like, when my homie is not going to jump from way at the other end of the table to jump in my conversation. Whoa, that sounds like
it was
a dish.
Adorable.
Like, okay.
It was nice of everyone. And I get it. It is her trip. She invited or may not have invited. Because, again, she made it very clear that Safari was not invited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She made that one real clear.
And then that's Yandy's invite, and she's not even hanging with him or, like, anywhere. Anyway.
Awkward, yeah.
That was that. I think it was a little overboard, and I think that's something that they could hash out themselves, yeah. You know, Juju and Safari. And I don't think it's that serious. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more serious because, again, he's not showing her the attention that she probably feels like she deserves. Like, I wasn't trying to say that, but she feels she deserves as a friend. Like, reciprocate how good of a friend I've been to you.
Yeah.
As they said, she was around him crying.
Juju, I wonder what sign Juju is, because she is so adamant about, like, these friendships that she got. Like, remember the whole thing with Jonathan? Like, she be going to bat for her friends. Like, no, we are not, like, we gonna talk this all the way out. We are not finna, like, let this go and not be friends ever again.
Even
like,
still, she still went to bat for Safari at the table when Mano was like, so did you snitch? And she was like, no, I was there. Like, you know, like, even still,
she's so nice.
She's just a genuine sweetheart or whatever.
Kim Bella decides to make a last minute appearance.
Yes, Kim Bella shows up. Yandy does not, which I think at this point we are expecting not to see her most of this episode because she looked pretty serious. She looked pretty serious last week. Like, I'm done.
I kind of thought they were going to, like, go at least kind of approach that, like, really quick. But, you know, VH1, I guess, put that towards the end, you know what I mean? The end of the episode. Because I was
you just never know if Yandy really wasn't here for it.
That's
true. She may have made it very clear that she was not coming out. And you see when she finally came out later, it was because she thought it was just Sin and Maggie.
At the bar having drinks.
Just and it was just them at that moment. And then all of a sudden, everyone
later,
comes. It's just crazy. So she didn't come down to be around everybody. She came down to be with Sin and Maggie, as we see. But before that, Kim Bella and Juju talk about it again, and which this is what they played out in the trailer, the little lead up to this, is how mature Kim Bella is now and how she she expects, you know, Yandy to approach her as a grown woman and hash it out. And I just don't. I'm a whole fiance about to be wife. Like, I understand. But did that change you drastically? Like, how? I mean, how do you feel about this?
To be honest, I was so confused and lost as to why they were arguing. And then for her, are we going to jump to the
let's
sit down?
Let's just do it.
Okay,
let's
just get that out the way. So yeah, I was so confused as to why they were arguing anyway. And to find out that it was something that happened 3, 4, 5, 6 seasons ago with this little kid's birthday party with Samantha and the kids and everybody else. I'm like, y'all have really been beefing, like, not talking to each other for this long. Literally because nobody can come out and admit that.
Attempted several times, which we've seen this season, to squash that
to reach
with
out,
her.
Okay, yeah. I guess it was like both of them just don't want to admit it, though, because she was like, okay, you just can't admit that you called me and told me to pull up. And then Yandy was like, nope, you just can't admit that you did this for a check.
One thing so I will like, admit, like, normally, like, when it comes to the Kim Bella and Yandy thing, I'm more on Yandy's side because Kim Bella is all of a sudden, like,
that's true.
All of a sudden. And that, to me, is just weird. I'm not rocking with that. But what I will say is Yandy does not know how to apologize.
No, yeah, she doesn't do apologies.
She will not do it. She won't take accountability. Even if I made you feel some type of way, I apologize. I am sorry. That's not how it was intended. You know, A, B, and C. Like, I've never seen her do that. Even when somebody comes up with all the evidence and all the facts of why she's in the wrong.
They be having all the facts.
Yeah, they'll come with all the receipts, and she cannot just say, you know, my bad, I'm sorry.
She has a good rebuttal. She's like, okay, well, I did it because of this. Like, she can really flip it.
And you
could
have done it because of that, but you still apologize of how it came off.
Yeah,
unless
she's
that's how you really wanted it to come off.
She'd be skating around them apologies.
Right. And I know Miss Conversation Piece be so done with Yandy.
I'd be done with her too, y'all. I'm on the fence right now. I'm like, Yandy's
when it
starting
comes
to look
this, I'm just kind of like, yo, she tried. She tried to talk to Kim Bella so many times. Do it then. All of this and all of it. Like, she couldn't even talk to her because she was so rah-rah and every time she tried to sit with her.
To be honest, I don't know, because Kim is starting to kind of have a good point about, like, Candy not really doing something. I mean, Yandy not really doing it for not like clout so much, but I can see why it kind of just seems
her
like
image.
Yeah, Yandy would need like an audience for something to go down, you know what I mean? And it's like, even when she was going back to like the birthday thing, it was like, you went on Instagram to tell me happy birthday instead of actually just calling and texting me. Like, Kim was like, I didn't get no text, no phone call, but she went on on Instagram to be like, happy birthday, we've been friends for 20 years, da, da, da. So it'd just be like, sis, like, we don't even text on no regular, but it's like, you want to get on here to tell everybody, we're besties, we're still good. Like, no, for what? So it's like, and then a little bit. So I'm like, a lot of what Kim has been saying has been coming to light. So I'll just be like, ooh, that's why I'm on the fence. So I'm like, I like Andy at the same time, but I'm like,
all good points, but like we brought up, I think it was either last week or week before, like when you are that close with somebody and y'all fall out, what you don't do, which is very tacky, is go talking about them to everybody else that knows them. That is very tacky and bitter. It's not a good look. And that's exactly what Kimbella did. And she was backpedaling. Bro, she was backpedaling.
Absolutely.
To say I wasn't talking about her kids with an S. I was just talking about that one kid. And Yandy considers that her kid.
Well, see, before, remember, I think this time in Costa Rica, what's her name, Infinity, she wasn't adopted yet, was she?
She had gotten temporary custody or whatever. Okay. Well, I don't know. That might have been in real life versus
because remember,
when
she had to
filming.
Go home. So it was like, I think this is the process of probably like her getting the paperwork. The you know what I mean? Getting all the documents and stuff together. But she wasn't solely hers yet.
Right.
So, but it's like, she's still going to bat for her. Like, she is her daughter. So, I mean.
Well, she's batting for her, period, point blank. And then the fact that, you know, Kimbella, it could have been the wine again. It could have been the wine. But she was going hard in the paint. Like, that's what Yandy does. Mm-hmm. Now, once did she say, I hope that she not doing that for that. She said, that's what she does. That's what she's doing. Like, whoa, with her little New York accent. And I think she was like, I just said, I hope you aren't.
It was real petty. It was like,
and then she said,
you dancing
Yandy
around
was being over dramatic. And I'm like, yo, Kimbella, this is the first time I've seen you not be dramatic. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
like,
why Sin was like talking to her and was like, are you the easiest person to talk to?
I really enjoyed that part. I really, really enjoyed that part.
It's like,
so
give
speaking
me a track
of
record.
Sin, everything's going all sexy and romantical on her
Cynthia,
little
Cynthia and Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia. It looks like everything's going wonderfully.
Their little resort is, like, beautiful. I'm like, where in the Costa Rica do I need to sign up to go have a little room like this?
We're going
to
find out real quick.
VH1 need to post some little details about that little
We're going to find out real
place,
quick.
That
Don't
villa.
Trip. It looks like love is on a high for them. I mean, he's getting ring fever. He's calling up the matriarch couple. Remy and Pat, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's time. I'm about to do it. You know, shaking up Pap a little bit. Like, why you get my wife involved? I just need her feet kicked up before, you know, the golden child comes or whatever. How do you feel about that? Do you feel there's nothing wrong with, like, okay, you guys are on a high and now you wanna do the ring thing? Or do you feel like it doesn't matter where you guys are? You should be able to have that same feeling for your partner. Like, what are your thoughts?
To be honest, I agree with Joe. I'm like, okay, I can feel like when a man knows he's ready, he's ready. But at the same time, I kind of feel like he's doing it to be a little rushed. Like, it seems a little rushed. And then it's like, okay, we, like, clearly, you know, the timeline, like we talked about, we already know what's going to happen with their proposal and how he's going to do it.
Right.
But it's like, how it played out, like, coming up next, you know, it's like, is that what he did? You know what I mean? It's like,
but something bad happened.
Like, yeah, so I'm just like, is that what you did? And it just didn't seem genuine. You know what I mean? And it just kind of seemed like, I love the fact that he's taking all of his friends' advice, especially the married couples and stuff, like taking that advice on when to settle down and how to do it and stuff. But it's like, it just kind of seemed like he wants to make everybody else happy. Like, no, Joe, do it on your terms. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, Costa Rica's beautiful and stuff, but it's like, okay, you don't need to come out here and try to upstage everybody and show everybody that you're going to, like, get engaged. You know what I mean? Because clearly, like, Sin is like, I don't know if this is going to be it. It's like she's ready, but it's like, it didn't seem like that time was right.
Like, it wasn't the right time. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about if he were to have, maybe, let's just say, for instance, he did try to propose the first time in Costa Rica. Do you think that would have had any regard to the fact that Kimbella had just been engaged
week before. That's what I'm saying. It just kind of feels like an influence a little bit. Like, it just seems rushed. Like, this one just happened. Kind of wait a couple months or a couple weeks so we don't have the same date as these people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just like, but it's like, I feel like it's so much influence around him. Everybody's like, oh, you need to do it. Why wait? You know what I mean? He's just like, oh, here's the ring. Oh, let's do it today. And it's like, no, Joe, to slow down. It's like, well, yeah, we want to get married, but this ain't the way to do it.
I'm going
to
play devil's advocate real quick. Influenced, rushed. There's also the option of thinking like, Well, the people around him are getting their mess together.
That's
you know,
true.
Securing the bag, a.k.a. the woman of their lives.
Yeah.
And maybe that allows people to kind of take a perspective and say, okay, maybe it's time for me to stop playing.
Okay, that's true.
Because remember that talk he had with Pap and Remy, and he was like, I'm just not sure if she really ready or committed. Mm-hmm. Or, and then Pap was like, yo, she showed you already. She gave you a child. Mm-hmm. A whole child. Which also doesn't always mean that.
Absolutely.
Because you have a lot of situations that are just baby mama, baby daddy drama filled, and it doesn't necessarily mean they deserve to be a wife. Mm-hmm. Or a husband. But in this situation with Sin and Joe, you know, it's like, what else do you...
I think maturity had to come in, too, because aren't they almost like an 18-year gap a little bit?
She's
like,
27.
She's turned 26.
No, I think she's 27.
I think she turned 26 in
really?
October or something like that.
And what is he for? No.
Joe was like, I think 38.
Someone tried to call him 40. He was like, bruh, I am not 40.
I think he's 38, if I'm not mistaken. I think we looked that up the last time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, either way, you know what I mean? It's like a big age gap. So it's like he's already, you know, in that kind of like older man, wiser. And then it's like, she's still like, I feel like I'm still, you know, living my best life out here trying to do it up. You know what I mean? So it's like, is he kind of waiting for her to be like Susie Homemaker a little bit more than more than a turnip queen?
But I mean, if you think about it, I don't know if she turns up as much. Like, she is the
Maybe
one that's there with her baby
her
all the time. She doesn't even want anyone to watch the baby, which
that's true.
Comes to show that she's down to be at home, even though, you know, after a while she gets a little she get like she needs to be outside some. Yeah, I guess she just turned 26.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I think it was time.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing really holding him back. So I feel like maybe the Costa Rica trip was what they needed and all can be well.
We'll see.
We will see, because now it's got me really confused with them coming next.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already know that he proposed.
Like, yeah, so I'm just like,
not in
another
Costa
filler,
Rica.
Another filler episode for something to happen.
So we discussed Maggie and Maino a little bit. They're seeming to get along really well.
Their relationship is weird. Am I the only one who thinks that? I'm like, does anybody else kind of feel like their relationship is weird?
In what
way? They have a weird dynamic. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of like, it seems like, you know, like, Sin and Joe, like, they're all over each other, lovey-dovey. Like, I just kind of feel like they're, like, something's in between them that's a distance. I don't know if it's this song that's,
well,
like, that she's still kind of harboring,
like,
you know what I mean?
I'm not going to bring up any drama. I'm not going to ruin the trip. But it seems like that's still bothering her.
Yeah, okay, yeah, clearly. But it's like, I'm like, y'all don't even seem, like, intimate. And then it was like, oh, did you sleep on a couch or in a bed? And he's like, I slept in a bed. What you mean? Like, okay. Guys,
I was surprised,
like,
he went on the trip.
Yeah.
But again, I guess he does have some things he's trying to patch up with his chick, too. So he felt, well, Joe's going.
Felt the need.
Yeah, he was like, make it magical or whatever. Okay, so that's about it with them. Because we'll see next episode how.
Or he decided to tap into his little crazy side, too, and go surfing. He was the only one who got out there.
Listen.
He got out there and wanted to do them surfing lessons.
I was proud of him for doing that.
I was, too. I'm like, I like a good man who can do something different. That's out of their comfort zone.
At least try.
Yeah.
At least try.
Ain't nothing wrong with doing something different.
And Safari's goofy self, I would have thought, would have done it. Because he's the one that's always, he's just such a free spirit.
He
I
is.
Thought he would have done it. But it looked like they didn't want to get their chains and jewels and all that kind of stuff wet. So
just so New Jersey, New York. Like, he was like, I'm afraid of water. Like, okay.
Well, I really think he would have failed. I think he would have failed for sure. Everything goes well up until the Yandy and Kimbella thing, which we kind of already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Rich Dallas and this moment that we kind of knew was going to happen for his daughter,
mm-hmm.
Ashley, considering dropping out of school.
I shed a little tear on that one. Sis.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, this is a little heartfelt moment. Because to be honest, like, it's not, like, I don't know how to relate on that level. Like, okay, like, you know, my mom never shot nobody or whatever. But it was,
right.
like, when my parents got divorced, I was, like, almost, like, that same. I was, like, 15, 16. So it was, like, that, like, it took a toll on me, too. So it's, like, I know how you can't focus in school, you know what I mean? Stuff going on with your parents and, like, in your household. And it's hard to focus and, like, maintain a good, like, grade point average and all that stuff. So it's, like, I could see where she was coming from. But, so I was like, oh, little tear. But I was, like, at the same time, I'm like, Rich need to get a handle on that one. I'm like, maybe she need to move in with him.
I know, but she's not going to want to leave her siblings.
She not, yeah.
Because now
they're
she feels
kids,
that she
right?
has to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be an even trickier situation to even discuss. And miracle. Like, Miracle. Like, I'm sorry.
Ooh, that FaceTime call made me mad.
I was like, okay. Why did you take the appointed attorney from the beginning? And now her trial's like 2 weeks away. And now you're talking about another attorney you found. When Rich has been blowing you up.
Yeah.
So you've already had this attorney on the tip of your tongue that you could have brought up a long time ago. Or when you first found out about
$60,000. Like, sis.
So is that what we're going to do? It's like Rich has to pull it out of her. Which I get it, because as a woman who is independent and never wants to need a man for anything, I can understand that. But this is your freedom we're talking about.
Especially if he already mentioned it earlier too, like 3-4 episodes ago. Yeah, already saying like, don't worry about the lawyer. Like, don't worry about the lawyer. I got you. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, sis, you should have been called Rich about this whole situation.
Put it on the table, sis.
But she's still like, I don't feel like my voice is going to get heard. Like,
yeah, you're not really doing nothing. Because look where you let it get to.
Yeah.
As Rich said, had you guys gotten an attorney in the beginning, you might not even have to be going to trial right now.
Yeah.
And now look what's happening with Ashley. Like, it's just, sometimes, I don't think from the beginning she was thinking about the bigger picture.
She
didn't think about the severity of the situation at all. And that's now coming into fruition, and she's now actually feeling the pressure of that, which Rich tried to beat into her a long time back when it first, you know, arose. So that was very frustrating for me. And I looked on her Instagram. She don't seem to be locked up. So
I'm wondering that too. But I'm like, I kind of, you know, they don't want to like give us stuff to know like beforehand, before the episodes air. You know what I mean? But it's like, I kind of wonder,
but,
like, if she's going to beat this.
They don't control half of
these
people.
That's true. Like, especially
like when they get engaged and they get married and all that, there's no way to control that. So
especially
I figured,
the justice system too. So I'm like, maybe she's going to get off. Who knows?
Yeah, hopefully. And I hope little Ashley is not in that situation that she feels that she has to take on the world by herself and the whole family and everything, because
I'm glad Rich was there.
Yeah,
I know. I'm like, I'm glad Rich was there to be like, no, like, you can still be, you know, daddy's little girl. Like,
I'm glad this is still like what we're reaching towards the end of the season. He's still being daddy Rich, Dallas.
Like, I like him as a dad.
No sign of creep squad. So, as of right now, maybe once everything settles and everything's good, you know, maybe he'll go back. I don't know. And then at the end,
speaking of creeps,
this really short, moment, which I think everyone had all been waiting for. Were you waiting for it? Cause I wasn't.
I wasn't.
But Alexis and Lucci, young Lucci, little Lucci,
solo Lucci, young little, the, you know, one of them.
Solo Lucci, and their Maury reunion when it comes to six month old
Alea. You are not the father.
You are not the father, which she knew. Did you believe her?
I
believed her.
I knew, yeah. Because everybody was talking like that, but it's like, no. Because I'm like, the girl wouldn't have been, like, she wouldn't have went through all that humiliation to be like,
we know our dates.
You're there, yeah.
And when she pulled up the dates, I was like, ain't no way then. If those
and
are
then
the
guys,
dates.
You know, they should just be talking out the side of their neck anyway. Like, ooh, I was with you in July. She was like, what July? When? Where? Like,
which July are you referring to?
What, 3 years ago? Okay, maybe, like, no. Guys be doing the most.
Yeah, so young Lucci is not the father. Wait, solo. Sorry.
Young Lucci, whoever you are.
I'm so sorry. Solo. No, because I don't like
either.
When people mess up my name.
Look, it's not you either.
It's not. Solo Lucci is not the father, which it makes it sound like Fetty Wap is automatically the father, but I mean, has there been a DNA?
We ain't got his test either, because I think everybody was kind of demanding that one too. Like, at least, okay, like, at least let us know, but I don't know. I mean, to be honest, we only heard Alexis, you know, dealing with him for a certain, like, a period of time, but you never know with these girls in the industry, but.
Ooh, she says you never know with these girls in the industry.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have more information on that next week,
ooh,
sure.
What information?
I'm going to go digging really deep.
Ooh.
I need answers. And I'm really, I used to be an Inspector Gadget detective back in the day.
Girl, I feel like I'm part of the CIA, like FBI.
It got really bad. I dated some really less than worthy individuals in my day, to the point where I was like all up in it. But happy for Alexis. She got her apology. Mm-hmm. And it was just as public as it could ever be because it's on national television.
I'm mad that she wouldn't have been there with that outfit on. Like, since she was being a little tempting at the same time, like, look at what you never finna get. Like,
she went in there.
That was basically one of those, like, you're never finna get this again. Take a good look.
I feel like he smiled at her like there was a hint that he thought maybe she was going to tell him that he was. Like, he was kind of like, hey. Okay, like, you know, like, I felt like he wanted to be the father.
He did, so bad. Like, girl, like, he
if
was
I
like,
am, I'm gonna be there for it.
Like,
this
like,
is coming from nowhere. You're pulling this out of this. Okay, anyway, congratulations, Alexis.
We were all rooting for you.
I believed you. I believed you, girl. So, that really much sums up this episode.
We can talk about our little predictions for next week.
Yeah, it's looking weird. Now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
I don't even know what to predict at this point, but I am interested to see what the heck is going to play out with this Joe situation and what he's going to do to, like, piss off Sin, because Sin looked like she was not having it. And, like, mad Sin, that whole Colombiana, like, mommy, yes. Puerto Rican, all that is going to come out real fast. Yeah, so... I'm like, what did he do?
I really don't like when VH1 does this to us. Because we're like, oh my God, something bad happened. Watch it not be bad.
And nothing
watch
at all.
The confessional, he was talking about something totally different. Like, he wasn't even talking about Sin or something. It's just, it's going to be something completely different. Who I am missing, though, I am missing Sydney Starr.
Are you?
I am. I am missing Sydney Starr. Where's my, where you at? Where are you at, Sydney? And Rich Dollaz did do a little, like, now I got something that I can actually listen to, yeah. But I still got to worry about.
Her little techno.
The bop. It was a bop. I'm looking forward to that, seeing her reappear. And I'm wondering where the Kimbella and
I wonder
Yandy
if we're going to see
goes.
Sydney, to be honest, because I'm like, I think it's only a couple episodes left, unfortunately, but it's like, I feel like they're going to still be in Costa Rica for, like, the next two episodes.
I hope not, because we can't do it anymore.
You, like, really can, but I'm
and
like,
then you're not,
you know,
showing us your hosting thing. Like, what hosting thing, Juju?
I'm like,
wait, I
that's probably,
liked
we still
got to
wait
that.
For that. That's a whole other episode, probably, girl.
I would have liked to have seen it. What are you hosting? Like, it could be a host.
Club appearance.
It could, hosting now in 2019 means so many different things. So,
isn't it?
I would have been, you know, very, very satisfied to just get a glimpse of... Because she invited everybody. Like, mm-hmm. Are they going to go? Are they going to bring the camera crew?
Mano said he was pulling up anyway, though, regardless.
She said, no, you have to be invited, actually. After she'd already said, you guys are invited.
Like, no, you can't sit with us.
other predictions, that's really... I need Sydney to come back. And then
it's
Jonathan...
It's kind of hard to predict.
Jonathan has been gone. And then... Didn't I see Anais in the beginning of the season?
She was. So I'm like, I think she kind of disappeared because remember she was like not
she
happy with
sick.
Her career. Yeah, she
and
was
she
sick and then
sick.
Like dealing with her like husband and the kids and still like her autistic son and stuff like that. So I'm like, I think she may just like step down a little bit.
I saw her story recently and looks like she's kind of
she may be at
like
the
getting
reunion.
Back. Yeah, it seems like she's getting back to her normal self. So I hope I can see her.
Mm-hmm. Wish her the best too.
Well, we got a little bit of news and gossip. Yes. I'm gonna share this little video that Kimbella was wishing her husband a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jules.
Their voice.
Classic Kim.
Yes, so
funny.
Happy birthday, Jules. Kimbella is a whole wife.
I love to hear her voice.
She is a whole wife. You can't tell her anything, okay?
Do anything.
And then just on the horizon of love, I don't know if you guys have noticed after Buzzers, but the Safari and Erica Mena saga is just deep, like
ooh,
deep.
Ooh, aren't they in love?
They rocking each other's bath towels, bathing towels, to the hoodies, their sweatshirts. There's another picture where,
yeah. This risque photo shoot.
This is their recent photo shoot. I mean, it's just sex on sex on sex on sex.
I feel like a man is serious when he ain't got him no socks and shoes on.
Yeah.
You
when
don't
he
ever
got the bunions
see,
out.
Like, you no, don't ever like, see a man like with their toes ready to show. Like, you, that's able to zoom in on Safari feet. His feet look like decent from here, though.
Yeah, I'm well, like, anybody's feet look decent from here. No, I think he's very confident. He probably don't have any corns or anything.
To be honest, this isn't really like surprise behavior for me, because like Safari's been talking about, like, if you've been keeping up with Safari on like all the shows that he's been on, he's always talked about this, even online. Like, whoever he ends up with, he's like, gonna, even the episode tonight,
he was like, "Who I end up with?" Yeah, her hand is gonna weigh down. Yeah. And
so it's like he's a hopeless romantic. He loves romantic love stuff, and he's like such a sappy type of guy that it's like I'd appreciate him. So it's like him doing all these hoodies and towels and stuff, he's been waiting for that. He's been waiting for this day.
So do you think it's all Safari's idea for that stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Or do you think it's Erica having some kind of input, or she's just like, oh,
she's just going along with it for sure. I think it's all Safari. I think Safari didn't plan all of that.
Yeah, from the moment he proposed.
Yes, he is so in love. It's not even funny.
If you guys just check his Instagram, I am Safari, because you will see it all, down to the hoodies and everything.
Yeah.
Do we have any other ones that you want to share?
I think that was it. Oh, yeah, we actually have some tweets, you guys. We also started a segment where we keep up with everybody posting funny things and comments on Twitter. So I'm like, let's see our first tweet. So this is from Melanie, at Melanie Henshaw. She said, "Kimbella's been gunning and running from Yandy all season. Now she thinks it's acting grown to coexist on a vacay together and be mature to talk and hash it out. But the look on her face when Yandy admitted the birthday plan, it's true. Her face said it all. #Hashtag backfire."
Oops.
So I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
that situation is really different. So our next one, at Jazzy Taught You, "Catching up on these Love & Hip Hop New York episodes, I understand Sin's pain so much. You're really not feeling your body anymore after pregnancy, and if my husband wasn't always all over me, making me feel like the finest thing ever, and thanking me for having this child, I'd probably be depressed."
Yeah, so luckily they moved past that.
That vacation was definitely what they needed to spice up the relationship.
It sure the heck was.
I'm like, another one, at 598013C, says, "Kimbella really thinks that she's that bitch. Like, her man didn't wait 10 years to propose. Only proposed because he's going to jail. Put the ring on the wrong hand. He a crackhead. Oh, on house arrest. Then with mama. The poorly fitted teeth."
Oh, my God.
Okay, the edges.
Oh,
hold on.
God.
I was like, my edges was lifting
this
on that one.
This is why this person doesn't have a picture. You better get out their business.
Whoa, the T. Okay, and our last one, at Melanin Chronic 2, "Juju wants it both ways. I feel like she was feeling Safari and she kept friend zoning him. Now she's in her feelings because he's moved on." Called it. Look, I said the same thing.
We both said the same thing. I think everyone feels that because they witnessed it. We got to witness it last season.
Like, she was not here for Safari at all. Like, he's like a brother to me. Like, he can just do this little play and he can go about his day. And now she's like, Safari, you don't call me no more. Like, you're a horrible friend. Like, sis, you wasn't feeling me a couple months ago.
She was there when he was boo hooing. Like, the dude was crying in tears. Like, who you look around, who's near you when you crying?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? She does want it both ways. I completely agree. But, I mean, Juju's Juju.
She even a cutie. Like,
yeah. Like,
God bless her.
For real. Well, do we have anyone you want to shout out in the live chat?
I'm like, our little live chat was silent today, but
we missed you guys.
It's all right. Well, we had some people watching, so shout out to everybody watching.
Yes.
Even if you didn't comment
or comment, you know, we definitely try and respond and hit us with the thumbs up and
absolutely
let us know what you think, whether it was good, bad, or ugly. We appreciate it all. That's it for tonight's after show. Hopefully, we'll have a full panel next week. We miss our girls.
Pray over us, y'all.
I'm your girl, Robin, with a V. You can find me at B Stays, B-I-Z-Z-Y, B Stays Busy. Nickname is Bird, Busy Bird all day.
Ew, get all them little tags in there, yes. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at @the_KaylaRenee. And I'm your host, Kayla Renee. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.